Taco Bell says beef is good for you. Stay tuned for UNnews. February 28, 2011, New York City. Taco Bell has begun a $3 million TV advertising campaign in the wake of the lawsuit over its taco filling. The campaign extends a print campaign that had the tagline, "Thank you for suing us." Studies found that only half of the customer base read the print ads, but company management feels confident that the other half are glued to the tube. The lawsuit had claimed that Taco Bell's beef is only 35% beef and thus can't be called beef. Taco Bell asserted that the filling is 88% beef. Here, just look at that grease. And that the signature recipe additives that account for the other 12% are just as wholesome. A spokesman said, quote, "Sawdust, recycled coffee grounds, and post-consumer paper waste are good for the environment and provide roughage in the diet," unquote. Plaintiffs also claim that the cows that provide the beef are mistreated. The company denied this as well, after shrewdly arguing that if they really did provide only 35% of the taco filling, it would be that much less of a problem. Cows in the United States are slaughtered humanely, a company lawyer said. An American law requires that cows not realize they are being led to slaughterhouses, most of which have false fronts disguising them as cinemas. Taco Bell is owned by a New York conglomerate, which is owned by China, probably, and despite its name, is unrelated to the Mexican telephone monopoly. Its earnings statement, released earlier this month, admitted that the recent negative publicity had impacted short-term earnings. In the fine print, it clarified that it produced more court filings than burritos in the period. However, management believes it will be possible to shred the former and use them in the latter, as the print ads offer a discount on a new product called the 8-Layer Burrito. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.